Each year, fishermen pull hundreds of millions of pollock from the Bering Sea. The billion-dollar industry sustains thousands of well-paying jobs, from captains and deckhands to the processors who transform pollock into oil, paste, and fish sticks. But with climate change warming up the Bering Sea, the future for pollock seems increasingly uncertain. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk took a trip on a fishing boat to learn more.
It's just before midnight as Captain Dan Martin steers the 133-foot Commodore out from Dutch Harbor, around a spit into the open waters of the Bering Sea. It's calm now, but Martin is already pushing his engine to cover the 100 miles to the fishing grounds a little faster than usual. He's in a hurry to beat some bad weather.
Oh, it's imminent, you know, 10 to 14-foot seas, but it's going to be right on our bow coming home. We're going to be pounding into it.
Martin has been fishing for pollock for more than 3 decades, and he's gotten a pretty good feel for where to find the fish. He now manages a fleet of 9 pollock boats for a company called Evening Star Fisheries. Sure enough, by the next morning, the sonar shows the Commodore camped out over a thick school of pollock. From the bridge, Martin uses a PA system to coordinate with his 4-man crew on deck as they start pulling in the net. Pollock are a low-value fish. They sell for about 30 cents a piece. But more than 100,000 of them can fit into a single net load on the Commodore. They'll be processed into things like fish sticks, filet-o-fish sandwiches, and surimi, that fake crab stuff you can sometimes find in sushi. It's a major industry responsible for more than 10,000 jobs, according to one estimate. But it's also directly dependent on the stability of the Bering Sea ecosystem. And Martin says that lately, fishermen have been noticing some changes in that ecosystem.
I think across the board, everybody has a story, you know, about something that they haven't seen before.
Many of the Commodore's winter trips have been consistent. This is the season when pollock are spawning, and fishermen seem to be able to find them pretty reliably. But there's a second fishing season in the summer, and that's where things are starting to get a little funny. Bering Sea temperatures last year were as much as 9 degrees higher than normal. Federal managers tracking pollock and other fish found some unusual things. Jim Ianelli is a federal fisheries scientist.
2018, there were lots of weird occurrences in terms of fish showing up in places. Like, our survey found pretty high density of pollock way in interior Bristol Bay that we had. It was really unusual. I'd never really seen that before.
Those pollock were further to the east, and Ianelli says that fish have also been discovered farther north than expected. Martin, the Commodore captain, had his own unsettling experience when he was fishing in an area called the Horseshoe. Typically, the fish stick close to an underwater shelf there, and Martin knows it as a relatively safe spot where he doesn't have to worry about accidentally catching king salmon, a huge no-no for pollock trawlers. But this summer, Martin found himself following the fish 10 miles off the edge.
But I just kept following my sonar farther and farther and farther off, and it was like kind of getting to the deep end of the pool. You know, you were like, well, don't have my water wings, and I haven't been this deep before. So that, as the fish change behavior, you don't have any historical values to weigh things against.
Even if pollock continue to fare well in the Bering Sea, Martin is worried that they could start moving out of their normal areas to places too expensive for boats like his to reach. Back on deck, the crew members wrangle the Commodore's net, bulging with pollock. Then they pump in water to flush the flopping fish out into the boat's hold. It takes just a few hours for Martin to fill the Commodore's hold with more than 200 tons of fish. And the boat beats the bad weather. It's back in Dutch Harbor barely 24 hours after it left. After a good sleep, Martin heads to the gym before getting ready for his next trip. This is Martin's 35th year fishing. He's already made a good living from the Bering Sea. But younger fishermen are staking their careers on pollock sticking around for decades. Derek Justice, a deckhand on the Commodore from Washington, first went fishing to pay his way through school. But then he made $40,000 over the course of a few months. And that plan for college?
Nope, didn't even make it there.
Justice, at just 24 years old, is already making more than $100,000 a year. He wants to work his way up to being captain of a pollock boat. And he says he doesn't spend too much time worrying about the future of the fish or how climate change might affect them. Mother Nature, he says, is going to take its course.
As far as I'm concerned, I just come up here, kill fish, make money, go home.
Justice comes from a family of fishermen, and he says he loves doing it. But if the industry doesn't end up as a viable career, he says he thinks he could use his skills in a related field, like on a cruise ship or a tugboat. In Dutch Harbor, I'm Nat Herz.